Are we recording?
Yep, we're recording.
Over the nest.
Welcome to the nest. Mike, Tony, and Harrison.
Signing in.
After hours.
This is the nest.
Yep.
This is the nest.
Episode what? 17?
18?
18?
I think so.
20.
Episode 018. Mike.
Yo.
I was gonna ask you, do you, you have any relation to Mike Tarlemanade?
Yeah. It's my father.
Okay.
You said any relation, so
yeah.
I mean I'm related.
Somehow, yeah.
I don't know.
Your father?
What are these stupid questions?
Why would your father, whose name is Rich, name it
not
Mike?
Not disclose that.
Who cares? They have your Facebook.
We have warrants.
Your dad works for the government.
No, that's a ruse.
To keep the feds off his back so he works for the feds.
Yeah, exactly. They'll never suspect one of their own.
It's the first people they suspect.
Alright, so you guys did not go to the PLC tonight.
You
did. Yeah, you were there.
I was going to ask you how it went, then Tony said that you guys didn't go.
No.
So now I can't ask you how that went.
We were with Bucky, though.
Lucky?
Bucky.
Oh, I thought you said you were lucky. Yeah, Tony told me how that went, too.
Yep.
Got a nice room. Got a nice logo thing going on there.
We'll see.
We'll check that when we finish.
Yeah.
Rushmore.
Yep, we'll have to come up with some cartoon ideas.
You know that'll have to be our new profile picture, too. Okay.
Yep.
Agreement? Alright, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good enough.
Then we'll have to go to a caricature place and have them draw us as Mount Rushmore. And then we'll have that as the background.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's good. Alright, so we got a room and all that going on.
Who's your favorite on Mount Rushmore?
My favorite president on Mount Rushmore?
Favorite person.
President.
Person.
It's gotta be between Washington or Roosevelt.
Yeah?
Probably Washington.
Got a problem with Jefferson?
I don't have a problem with him, I just feel like a little bit less significant.
Okay. Didn't he write the Declaration of Independence?
He did.
Wouldn't you say that kind of kicked the whole thing off?
I would say the father of our country is probably more important.
God?
George Washington. That's his nickname?
That's what I said.
Father of our country. Oh, the synonyms, yeah, I forgot. Abraham Lincoln. Roosevelt. Talk about a real tough guy.
Yeah.
Gets shot and continues the speech.
Mm-hmm.
Fought in Cuba. What do you mean?
Yeah, he was a Buffalo or whatever.
Huh?
He was one of the Rough Riders.
Rough Rider.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a movie about him in U.S. history, and I forgot what it was called, but it was his invasion on San Juan Hill.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was pretty BA.
He was a little big into fitness too, because he was kind of scrawny as a kid.
Oh, he's into fitness.
And sickly. Yeah. He was like working out and stuff.
I already know.
He's a strong dude.
Yeah, Tony caught my drift. It's too inappropriate for the podcast.
Oh,
but,
gosh.
Yeah.
No, Mike. He's not.
Into fitness?
Not into fitting that.
No, I knew that. It's funny how... And it's not that funny. Two Republicans, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Two would-be Republicans on Mount Rushmore. So a total of four Republicans on Mount Rushmore.
What do you mean two would-be Republicans?
Think about Washington Jefferson's political stances back in the day. Their parties evolved into what we are. They're the Republican parties.
And they were, you know, bad dudes.
Yeah,
you know, they were bad dudes.
Yeah, we can't. Do you have an opinion on the matter, Tony?
Not really, you covered it pretty well.
Dude, I'm kind of sore right now, and I only had like three cars. Retired work.
Well, that's something you get done.
I was working lube today, as well as tires.
Lubing it up, huh?
Yep, lubing it up. There's a new girl and then the manager, and manager of Pitt, so I was kind of helping her out upstairs.
Oh. On the main floor?
Yeah, so we had, they had a lot of cars up.
So do you refer to that as upstairs or just not downstairs? Well, you don't go up any stairs.
It's upstairs. If you start the pit, you're going upstairs.
Is that where you start in the morning?
No, no.
Did you ever go down there?
It's upstairs. It's upstairs.
Then what's the pit?
Downstairs.
Where's the main floor?
Upstairs.
But
I hate you so much. All the time.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Like, I go back and, like, I think of our history together, and I'm like, God, I would be so much better off.
I know, you'd be probably dead.
You think you saved me from something?
Yeah!
From near death?
Hmm?
From near death.
From yourself.
Okay.
Well, we're trying to.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying.
We're not going into anything.
We haven't been successful.
About
yet.
Mike. Let's keep it just general. No.
Generally speaking.
Yes.
We might have pulled you out of the deepest pit in the world. You know that pit that's in Batman, The Dark Knight Rises? That, like,
yes.
No one's ever escaped except for the child of Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah. I think that was...
Tony and I?
You pulled me out of there.
We pulled you out of there. Okay. We tossed that rope down. And you didn't grab it at first. You're like, no, I'm a little bit too weak. I can't pull myself up. And we were like, don't worry. So we hauled it back up. We sent another one down. Okay? This one had a jumper in it. And so you just put the jumper on and we pulled you up.
Again.
And you're like, so much more comfortable with this jumper. I feel so free. So you guys went to Red Fest, right?
Yeah, we went to Red Fest.
You guys pick up, any kilts? Ilya had me looking at all kinds of kilts.
No, but
she wanted me to
rock
a kilt.
Here, look what I
bought. I was gonna get one of the short ones.
Tony likes this.
Yeah, I find it amusing.
Yeah, I saw that. You guys shared 1 billion pictures. I didn't share a single one on there.
It says booty on it.
You said booty.
Yeah. Yes.
See any nerds?
Well, yeah.
It's Red Fest.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
You want to know my favorite thing about that?
What?
I love the cocky nerds. They're like, they're sitting there playing with their swords. You know, they're wood ones. And I'm like, I wish you would have used that sword. But they're sitting there playing with them. And the one's just like standing there as if he's the Dark Knight from Monty Python. And he goes, go ahead and try to reach me. And the guy who's across from him is like, oh, I can reach you. He's like, they always miss. I was like, who's they? What are you talking about?
Oh, William bought a didgeridoo.
And an ocarina.
Oh, yeah. Basically a flute, and you know the aborigine, the doo.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, that's a didgeridoo.
Okay.
And there is a kind of a pretty girl running that stand, teaching us how to use a didgeridoo.
And you enjoyed her instruction?
And she's like, you gotta learn how to use your tongue to make the noises. I started laughing, and then she started to demonstrate, and I'm like, and she was done, I'm like, do you have a boyfriend?
He meant that in a joking way.
But I think she took it literal.
So then she just stopped interacting with him.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She laughed and just didn't say anything after that.
Oh, she's single.
Probably.
No, if she had a boyfriend, she would have said so. Or, we got a freak.
Okay.
She's already at the Rent Fest.
But William and I did get the hang of that didgeridoo crap. It was pretty easy.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is into the stick.
You just motorboat it?
Yeah, and then you move your tongue around your mouth to get the different sounds, and you gotta practice your circular breathing. Have you mastered circular breathing?
No, I have not. I have no intention to either.
Try it. I can't do it.
Isn't that just hyperventilating?
No, it's breathing while breathing in.
How can you not breathe while you breathe in?
No, you breathe out at the same time as breathing in. I don't know, this chick was really good at it though.
I feel like she's lying to you.
She demonstrated it.
Did did you just have your finger over her nose like this?
No, but she was holding the note for an extremely long amount of time.
Maybe that was a recording. Yeah, the cannon's fake.
I hate you so much.
They use a loudspeaker. You know that?
Yeah, they use a loudspeaker.
Yeah.
It's medieval times, I doubt it. But
they do, actually. Oh, I talked to this old lady at the leather stand who's from Texas. I was looking for a wallet. Like the long one that we saw at, no, you weren't with us. At the mall. You know what I'm talking about. It's a rodeo wallet. Yeah. Like, you put a checkbook in it. I was talking to one woman who was working the stand. And she goes, yeah, well, you know, I'm from Texas, and there they shoot real cans. Here, it's a loudspeaker. Down in Texas, you can carry firearms at the Red Fest, you know, like fake ones, you know, but flintlock pistols and whatnot, you can carry them. Here you can't. And I look around like, well, how come there's all these ones on display? Well, you see, we can display them because you can't get to them. And I'm like, this one's on a mannequin. That's what I'm thinking, you know, I'm like, I could definitely get to that sucker.
You could have real swords there if you buy them there.
Yep. I was thinking about buying a couple of them, and I was able to hold myself back because I needed to buy that motor.
I saw the back end of your motorcycle just chilling out there.
Yep, that's a new bush.
I don't like how you're leaving it out in the rain. It's kind of
I have nowhere to put it.
It's kind of sad to walk by that.
Yeah, not tomorrow. I'll put it under some tarp or something. I might move it back to there. Right. I could have done that today, but it was just so muddy. Mm. Not that tomorrow will be any better.
You guys should have gone mudding while you were waiting for me.
We did go over
until we went over a curb.
Who are you, Tony?
You know I'm B.A.
Now, Tony likes his curbs. And he likes them hard.
I took mine at a direct angle and purposely.
Yeah, it was like right here. You went 90 degrees over.
Nah. Oh, wasn't that at Osaka? Were you there with us at Osaka?
I did at Osaka too.
I did that too.
Oh, that's right.
That was the first time you let me drive your truck, and I was like, "How do I? Where's the exit?" And you just point at the curb. I'm like,
yeah.
"Fine, it's your truck." And
yeah, that's the whole point of having a lift kit.
Yeah, whole point.
So yeah, I asked your opinion on something, Mike, and then I realized it didn't matter.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. It was at the tip of my tongue. I was talking to Tony about it earlier. Oh, in class. So, between 1776 and... Hey, it's you, dude.
Go ahead. 1776.
Yeah. You some kind of... You a homophobe?
Maybe. Just go.
Just don't like me, huh? You want to hold my hand?
Just continue the question.
My sticky hand with ice cream.
Fine.
And, from 1776 till now, okay? So the beginning of time till now.
Alright.
marriage has gone from a quote-unquote, you know, exchange relationship where, like, each party is getting something to a more romantic relationship. What do you think, what kind of effect do you think that has on society? As relationships become more romantic as opposed to
what are we talking about?
Marriage.
Marriage has become more romantic.
Yes.
Hasn't it always been romantic?
No.
What was it before?
Arranged.
Yeah, arranged. Yeah, people go.
It was still romantic.
Though. Like, if you wanted my daughter, Tony, you'd come over and be like, hey, I'll give you a goat for that babe. And I'd be like, yeah, except Tony makes some bomb egg rolls and he's worth way more, or she's worth way more than a goat.
So, how does this affect society?
And you'd be like, well, how about a goat and a hog? I'd be like, only if the hog is prize winning. And you'd show me like a third place ribbon because you don't win things. And I'd just turn you away. Meanwhile, I actually arranged for him to marry somebody named Kente.
Kunta Kente.
No, not Kunta Kente. Kente from India, who was successful.
Okay. So your question is, how does having romantic marriages now affect society?
Yep. It's no longer financial in its basis.
I don't think it affects it whatsoever, actually.
Okay, well, how about you, Tony?
I think it does, because if you look at the statistics, marriages just aren't working out anymore.
Yeah.
55% of them end in divorce, and it's like within the first couple of years of marriage.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is we need to arrange our daughters.
So what I'm saying is people think marriages are romantic, but then like lifestyles don't fit or whatever the strife may be, it's just not working out.
They're not practical.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we need to kill.
No. You know what's odd though? What the statistics show is that arranged marriages that are still practiced, like in India, for instance, where it's very common, those marriages end up lasting, like, more often than not, the lifetime of the people. You know, some, like, I don't know, I'm probably misquoting, I think it's something like 78% of them end up working out. Like, no one gets divorced there, you know? I kind of think that that leads to the whole, A, parents kind of know what they're looking for because they're looking at it unemotionally. They're going, wow, you know, Tony, he's a great guy. He's got straight A's versus, like, Mike, he's skinny and kind of looks like a bug. Not the best genetics. Not much of a looker.
So you're saying marriage is not about love?
No, I'm saying it is, now. I'm just wondering what else has changed because, for instance, okay, just hear me out. Living arrangements cost more. Okay? Because women are now no longer financially bound to the male. Right? Like, they're entering the workforce. Okay? Their marriage isn't based on them needing someone to depend on.
Okay.
Typically nowadays. Because of that, people who loan money for houses are charging higher interest rates because you have two different forms of income since it's no longer a financial-based marriage. You know, you don't have one earner anymore, you have two. On top of that, people are being paid less because we now have twice as many people in the workforce. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, what I said is definitely true. Why, if that's the reason, might not be true.
The reason makes sense.
But yeah, that makes
Tony,
sense.
Does it? Yeah, you're an expert on this?
Simple logic.
Yeah, simple logic.
Okay. Because if, for instance, like, say you were going to marry me because not only am I sexy, but also I make a lot of money, and you're a woman whose place is, you know, as a home carer or a home taker. This is back in the 1950s, okay, in this hypothetical situation that probably actually will happen. And you're going to marry me because I can give you a good life. Whereas nowadays, you just see me and you're like, wow, I feel this love for you, whatever that feeling is. I think people feel it differently and to different degrees, you know? But if you look at me that way, well, once that love part is gone, you know, like the honeymoon stage, the puppy love is gone, well, you might just take off then because you don't like the way that I scratch my belly button, you know, or something like that just bugs you.
Mm-hmm.
But you rush into things.
So it shouldn't be about love.
Well, it's not really an argument whether it should or shouldn't be based on it, just what has happened because it is based on it.
You're great at having questions. Anyway.
Well, do you think it should be based on love?
Well, yeah, it's marriage.
Okay. I think it should be based on both love and practicality.
Okay, yeah.
You should be smart enough to know what you're committing yourself to.
Yeah. So basically, I wouldn't marry either of you two. That's just
well, neither of us would marry you.
Yeah, you would.
I think that's a better way of putting that.
Yeah, you would. You would not be able to say no to the ring I would get you.
Mike, I'd be surprised if you could afford a blow pop.
$50,000 ring. Just for this guy.
That's it. Tony's like, I got him a rock the size of Jupiter. In fact, it was Jupiter.
Him an obsidian ring.
obsidian.
There's a bunch of that. That's cool.
Precious. It's cool, though. You can slice people open with that ring.
I can slice them open better with a diamond.
No, you can't.
Sure I can.
Obsidian is sharper than diamond, or it can be.
Mike, how many obsidian drill bits do you see?
Listen, how many? You know what? Screw you. The ancient Aztecs and Inca and Mayans used...
Yeah, they were onto something.
Obsidian as their blades, you know?
Do you know why? Because they didn't have diamond, titanium drill bits.
They did, actually.
They did?
They did. Look it up.
My phone's downstairs.
Oh, $10.
What? $10? What? You owe me $5.
I owe you $1.
You
it's
owe
a
me
dollar
$7.
It's $1.
Delivery
this
charge.
Man this man bought me a hamburger from McDonald's. It costs $1. He comes here saying I owe $5 freaking dollars.
I spent $5 on it.
You spent $5 on your McFlurry.
That doesn't even count. That doesn't even count my gas, bro.
You live a block away from it.
So it doesn't take any gas? You want me to walk there in the rain now?
Yeah, exactly.
You know how much that's going to charge?
Maybe buy a Prius, son. I don't care.
You buy a Prius? How would you buy me a Prius, Mike? Hey, Mike, on second thought, how about you just put your head in a hole, okay? Then maybe eventually someone will just remember you.
Listen, me gracing you with my presence today should be enough payment.
Me allowing you to breathe. Should just
be allowing you to breathe. Alright.
But it's kind of hard to hear you, Mike. Do you say, I want some of that foot action?
Okay, get away from me, Harrison. Get away from me.
Stop being such a pansy.
Anyway.
I talked to... So I show up to... It's good you didn't come at 4. Because these... Both of... Tony and Brian were like 30 minutes late.
Really?
I showed up. I was there a little bit early. I'll admit it. I was there about 15 minutes early. I walked around all of Edina and then ranted to his secretary for a good half hour, and then they showed up.
What took you so long?
I didn't get home until 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
This home or that home?
That one.
Burnsville.
Yeah.
Tony's got too many houses.
So, basically, he got there at 4:30.
It was pretty close to that, yeah.
Yeah, it was there, probably like 4:07.
I was there just after 4:15, but I went around the block like 7 times because I didn't know where the building was.
Where was Brian at then?
He was running late. I don't know where he was. Probably doing something similar. Probably working on a wood badge. He's really stressing out about this wood badge.
Whatever.
Is that something you want to do?
I'm not clear on what it is.
It's just leadership training for adult leaders?
Nope.
No?
Nope. I feel like I'll meet too many people I hate there.
I feel like you might meet one person who ends up giving you a job.
Or me a job.
Yeah, you do.
I have a job.
You have work. Not a job. I'm talking a career here.
No, I don't want that.
So you don't want a career?
I'll just work minimum wage jobs until I'm 80.
Mom, Dad, Uncle Mike is sleeping in our gutter again. Well, son, Mike's dumb. That's where dumb people sleep.
The fact that I'm an uncle is hilarious because I don't think Will or Al would have kids.
So, what are your chances of being an uncle?
What are my chances?
No, we are your chances.
Yeah, you are my chances.
Yeah, you're my brother from another father.
The saying is brother from another mother.
No, you're my brother from another father. We don't have the same dad, Mike.
We don't have the same anything.
I disagree. We have the same a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we could make this serious and become blood brothers.
I've offered that.
We haven't done it yet. Oh God! I thought
he
was
going to come watch it. I'll do it right here on camera before I fall asleep because I'm working on that. I'll tell you about my morning in a minute.
Okay.
It sucked.
You act like you had a hard day.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what hard day.
I swear, don't actually do that.
Right? I thought we were blood.
No,
here,
stop.
Cut out.
No, stop.
Pansy. So, guess what time I woke up this morning?
What time?
2:44.
A.M.
Yeah, good old Harrison hurled his guts out and then proceeded to waterfall out of my other end.
What did you eat?
Applebee's.
Oh, gross. I mean, it's a good place, but you might have had food poisoning or something.
That's exactly what it was, because let me tell you this, that went on for about a half hour, and I did not go back to bed, because I couldn't. Been up ever since.
Well, you had the day
off. And I went to bed at, like, midnight.
Did you have the day off?
Yeah, but I had to go to school. I took the rear end off my scooter, went to the meeting, came here. I'm doing some stuff today. But, yeah, I was up early. I was like, I woke up with just this terrible pain. And I couldn't figure out, I was in a cold sweat, like buckets of sweat. And I went into my bathroom, I sat on the toilet, and I was kind of like this. Like clutching my stomach, going, man, I don't feel like I gotta throw up, but something hurts. And it like took me to my knees. I was kind of ground.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, I started getting that tingling in the back of my jaw. Just rah, right over the toilet.
Nice.
It sucked.
Must have felt good.
Felt all right afterwards, but I had to like drink 17 glasses of water. Rehydrate.
You should have went back to bed then.
I tried. I literally laid in bed until 9 o'clock.
Oh.
I mean, essentially from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock for 6 hours I laid there. I watched 6 episodes of Sons of Anarchy.
Well, that's not trying to fall asleep.
No, I wasn't facing it. I was just pushing it on. Usually watching screens makes me go to sleep.
That's funny because while you were puking your guts out and crap, I was watching YouTube in bed. I was up that late. I should have like texted you. How's it going, pal?
Yeah. I was gonna call you and be like, Mike, I'm not used to being this sick. How do you deal with it on a daily basis?
I'm not sick ever.
You're all, dude, look at you. You know what Mrs. Scoutmaster Bucky asked me the other day?
I don't know.
She called me up, she goes, Harrison. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, I'm really worried. I'm like, worried about what? The future? You know? America? The world economy? No, Mike, yeah. He's starting to look like a concentration camp survivor.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'll tell you what, Mike is pretty sickly looking. I don't know if he's that sickly looking. She goes, I can see his skull.
Tony, let's tell Harrison that girl flirted with me yesterday. So obviously people do not think I look sickly and ugly.
Mike, I have seen beefier ants than you.
Was she not hot?
That's confidential.
And that's also
I don't
Renaissance.
Know, let's just show a Harrison picture.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah.
You guys literally shared 100 pictures in the group chat. Why would you do that? All of you were there except for me, and I don't want to see any of them.
But shut up, Harrison. That's because we all wanted to save them.
Yeah.
They're on your phone.
Have them.
No, they're yeah. William took all of them.
Oh, we crossed each other's phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, bring up a picture real quick. Let me get a refresher.
She wasn't that all that, honestly.
You've been talking her up, Mike. You said she was really hot.
Yeah, she called him my lord.
She called
what
her.
Else?
Do you remember what she said? She said this to me. I put a chew in front of her, and she's like, oh, now you remind me of my father, but, you know, girls are attracted to guys like their daddy.
Should have been like, you meet, I am your daddy.
I was like, I don't know if that's the greatest
okay.
pickup
just
line
keep
I heard.
Swiping,
or what?
And then you'll find more.
Which one is it? Oh, yeah.
Boy, she has got a schnoz on her.
Okay.
She's not bad looking.
You could tell by my body language that I wanted her to go away.
She looks kind of like a hippie.
She was 20, I think, yeah.
Yep.
I feel like she'd be a hippie.
I didn't catch her name.
Mike wanted none of it, but he just kept feeding her material.
Oh, me?
Yes.
What did I keep feeding? I was dead silent half the time.
You said something about Backstreet Boys.
Who's this? Is that like your cousin, Tony?
No, she worked there.
She worked
random
there.
Asian women come from. She's half the photo.
She's not as just because she's Asian, huh?
I'm just wondering. I mean, and who's this on top?
That's some black chick. She was actually pretty cute.
She worked there too. All three of them did.
What?
Why are you so close to me?
Because I want to see.
Oh, well, you want to relive it?
Not that part.
This one right here?
That black chick was actually pretty hot.
See, I feel like you're saying that because she's the only one not in the picture, and to be honest, I thought that was a dude's body. Not looking good for you, Mike. I mean, there ain't anything bad looking. Here you go. Oh, did you just pit stop that phone?
Yeah, I'm just gonna...
What?
Just gonna take a selfie.
What a girl!
It's just for Tony. Your camera's on loose.
Yeah. I gotta get that checked out.
What, was it better before?
I think so. I got the phone, updated it, and in the update was a whole bunch of camera add-ons.
You just need new glasses.
You're the one who said it sucked?
Yeah.
I did, but he said that it was better before.
I said Mike, I think it was.
I get a question, man. I just want to put it to bed because I'm kind of worried. But I heard a rumor going around the Jefferson camps and campus.
I don't go to Jefferson.
I'm just saying this is a rumor heard on Jefferson campus. They said, boy, Mike from
Kennedy.
He swallows.
Swallows?
Yeah. Doesn't suck.
This isn't
swallows. I'm just wondering if that's true or not.
Is this appropriate?
I don't know. What are you swallowing?
Yogurt.
Yogurt, huh? Strawberry?
Strawberry.
You fruit.
Harrison, you ever gotten a raspberry?
Yeah, I have, Mike. Yeah. I have. Right. Never from a guy.
Do you want?
Maybe from my dad.
Do you want a raspberry?
What's that, I'll give you a wet willy.
Do you want a raspberry? Can you imagine Tony? He'd look like the Buddha.
Why is it so high-pitched?
Because that's how I envision the Buddha's voice.
I feel like he'd be more like those African guys who do the speaking of the bowls. Where they go, oh.
No.
Kind of like a monk.
The fat Buddha that you always see. I envision it a high voice.
Okay. I have no comment.
But you're Buddhist, aren't you?
I'm definitely not.
Right.
He always backs you up on the Catholic stuff.
Well, yeah, we can have a side job as a Buddhist, I guess.
I guess. Buddhism is a whole lifestyle.
Yeah,
it's not a religion.
You just shave your head, put on a robe, and say you meditate a day or two. You know?
Buddha is searching for God, right?
No, Buddha's searching for enlightenment.
Oh.
They don't believe in a God. It's an atheistic religion.
I know, but I thought Buddha, the person who they celebrate in that religion, that was an actual guy.
And it was a male, yes.
I thought
there's like
he was on a quest for... Wasn't he? Look it up. Look up Buddhism.
Enlightenment. He
was
like
enlightenment. I thought he was searching for God.
He was. He left his wife in India. He left Hinduism, and his life in India, and he was like a prince or something.
Yeah.
Something caused him just to leave, and he just lived on the land and formed Buddhism. Really, became the first Buddhist. Claim he found what Nirvana is. That what they call it? Nirvana is like ultimate enlightenment. So he claimed that he,
yeah, it's
achieved,
Dharma, Karma, Nirvana.
Yep.
I think the band uses it in a different way.
The band's not Buddhist and the band is dead.
Nirvana's dead?
Nirvana's been dead since Cobain died. They broke up, didn't they, after Cobain died?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound familiar. It's possible. It seems like something they do, you know.
I'd break up the band.
I'd be kind of sad if they were dead.
The
are they broken up or are they dead?
No, they're the rest of them are alive.
Okay. You know who I really want to tour again?
To what?
Like the two guys that are alive from AC/DC. I want them to go on a tour again.
Yeah, they suck. I never did like AC/DC. I'm sorry, guys. I just humored Brian.
It's like sacrilegious. Why do you not like AC/DC?
His voice gives me a headache, whoever the lead singer is.
Those two different ones.
They both give me a headache.
Mm. Okay. Yet Hollywood Undead, you're good with that, huh?
Hollywood Undead is amazing.
Like, they're only selling people.
Are you guys familiar with the MGK versus Eminem deal recently?
I was listening to it on the radio this morning. I don't really care.
Go on about that.
Eminem dissed MGK. MGK came back.
On his new album?
Whole freaking song, MGK, and it was just fire.
I love it.
Eminem's about to come back at him. And then G-Eazy tried to diss MGK, and it was just garbage. Oh, it was so bad.
Still G-Eazy sound.
G-Eazy should not be. No, but now it's between MGK and Eminem. And MGK said he was going to do something to Eminem's daughter. Stay away from
me. I'm good. Don't worry.
MGK said he was going to do something to Eminem's daughter. You know, something.
Yeah, Mike. Something flirty.
Yeah. Intimate. And Eminem didn't like that too much. But now I'm excited to see what Eminem's response to that is.
Whose side are you on?
MGK.
Over M?
For now, yeah. He's got the better bars.
Okay. So you're a winner, huh? Like that on the winner?
MGK's not usually a winner.
He's got a lot of number ones.
He's a single dad. How is that a winner?
Bet you MGK could probably find a wife if he wanted to.
I bet she can.
He's Machine Gun Kelly.
He is a weird looking
I think kid. He walks into literally anywhere and gets whatever woman he wants.
Well, I mean, I do too. So I know the feeling. I'm just not 6'5" like he is.
See, I think he walks into Lund's, and the lady behind the donut counter is giving him her number.
Your eyes are as squinty as Tony's right now.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm trying to stay awake, man. You came over here super late.
I beat you here.
I know. 8 o'clock. That's late. I don't know. What time is it now?
21:03.
Oh, okay. Let me move on for almost an hour. We've got a couple more topics to talk about. Buddha, MGK versus Eminem. You like that new Eminem album?
I don't know.
You didn't like it?
Oh, it's just bad. He's taking this Slim Shady persona again. It's just not good.
I thought it was alright.
I like it when they create beefs.
It's a publicity stunt, but it's fun.
I want to know where the ham is.
Where the what?
The ham is?
Ham? Yep.
The beef.
Oh, no. Which side are you on, Tom?
I don't know what's going on.
Alright.
Well, nor do I care. I think people spend way too much time on this than their actual lives.
This is life.
It's not life that matters.
It is. What happens between Eminem and MGK affects me emotionally.
Because now you've sided up.
Yeah, now I'm siding up.
Because you've spent way too much time into it.
Do you have a problem with me, Tony?
Well, let's not go there.
You could probably name off a few, huh?
Start with all this scruff you got going on. You have him trimmed up.
Yeah, and whatever's happening here.
That is pen marks.
Well, you don't say.
He just looked at you like, gee, thanks, Sherlock.
I don't know why you guys are surprised. I literally just took 4 pens and went like that.
Why? You already have a tattoo?
Because I don't know. I had 4 pens on me. I decided to do it. Who cares?
I'm just wondering, Mike. I worry about your safety.
And you worry about my safety?
I do.
You know what would be?
What make you feel safe, Mike? If I give you a hug?
No, that'd probably make me feel more unsafe than I've ever
been. What if I were to lay? What if I were to lay on top of you?
No, even worse.
Why not? You only have warm and toasty. I'm sweating right now.
Yeah, I'm sweating here too.
It's hot. That's why I tried to open up a window.
you guys don't really believe in AC, do you?
Just don't have that on. I don't like AC.
Alright, you told me that.
AC's for the weak.
AC/DC's for the weak.
No, AC is for the weak.
AC/DC is for the weak.
Tell me what AC and the AC/DC stands for.
Automatic conditioner.
No, no.
Air conditioning, shut up. No. What is it?
Alternating current.
Have you never taken a physics class?
No. I took chemistry
and
physical science.
Because it's required. You needed physics to pass high school.
You always say that you did.
Science, this is a science thing. In ninth grade I took physical science, which is just science in general. Then I took biology sophomore year, chemistry junior year, and I didn't have a science class senior year.
So you never read or watched a movie on the whole, like, Tesla scandals, AC versus DC? None of that sounds good.
In physical science, that was like what the class is called. It wasn't necessarily physics.
Mm-hmm. It was just science of the physical realm.
It was a little bit of everything, or science, whatever.
Wrap it up.
Alright. Well, Harrison's tired.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I tried.
Obviously, Tony's tired.
Why? Because my eyes are squinty?
Yes. And Mike is not tired, so Mike
but he's been yawning.
Is going to go to its Mike is going to go to Arby's.
I just brought you a McDouble, which you haven't paid me back for.
It wasn't enough, so I'm going to go eat a Euro.
Euro from Arby's?
What?
Is it a Euro from Arby's?
A Euro from Arby's.
Or is it a four?
I'm not kidding you, $5.
You owe me $5.
I know it wasn't $5.
Give me $5, man.
It's off the dollar value.
There's definitely tax.
$1.25, I'll give it to you.
I don't know, like, hey, you know what? You keep that. If it matters that much to you, you just hold on to that, okay? I wouldn't cheat a friend, but I mean, I'm sure you would.
That's probably all the tax it was. Alright, well, this has been The Nest with Mike, Tony, and Harrison. Probably one of our more quieter.
Hey, but it might be. It may be, yeah, this is after hours.
After hours.
This is after hours. We gotta remember to post that. Episode 018, After Hours. This may be the last time we record here, and the next time you see us, we'll probably be in
our new studio.
Yeah, the new studio. Mm-hmm. So get pumped.
So keep those likes coming, comment what we can change, and tell Harrison he sucks.
Follow the page and share.
Share.
Get some shares.
We're getting some more likes today. Got 2 new likes. Thank you.
I think we're up to 26.
Yeah, probably 26.
Right around there.
27 followers, I don't know the difference.
Let's try to get that up to 100 by the end of the year.
I'm trying to get to like a million.
I think we can be realistic here. No, I think what do you think we can get to? So if we grow at the same rate of roughly, let's say 25 a month.
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair? I mean, you think about it, every person who likes us, our show is now shown on, not their feed, but like it pops up in their friends' feeds.
Not necessarily.
But I always get images saying like,
if they
like this.
Yeah, if they
sometimes.
Like something, yeah, but
sometimes.
If it won't show up on your feed.
Ideally, they'd be sharing it.
Okay. Share.
Kaka.
We're going to come for you. Kaka.
Kaka.
After hours.
After hours.
I will really feel like laughing.